United Nations officials in North Korea confirm 154 people were killed and more than 1,000 injured in Thursday's train explosion. The blast left a 30-foot-deep crater and destroyed almost 2,000 homes. North Korean officials say a train carrying ammonium nitrate fertilizer was accidentally ignited by an electrical source. Foreign aid workers are now on the scene assisting in rescue efforts. Earlier today, we spoke with Masoud Haider of the UN's World Food Program in the North Korean capital Pyongyang. He said relief operations are running smoothly.
There is very good contingency planning, both with the government authorities, but also with the local Red Cross. All in all, it's been a good initial response, and I must say the government has been very prompt in asking for assistance, and it's a good beginning.
NPR's Rob Gifford is in China, right on the border of North Korea. Rob, do Mr. Haider's comments make sense?
Well, I think you have to put his comments into context. He is based in North Korea. He lives in Pyongyang, and he and his NGO colleagues are doing an amazing job in distributing food and aid throughout the country. But you do have to remember that in order to stay within North Korea and work in North Korea, he has to be very careful what he says. And I think a lot of the NGO workers there, and as well as the diplomats, of course, do tend to say relatively positive things about the way the government is moving there. I think by Western standards, if you look at how the North Korean government has responded to this, it really has actually been very slow. The incident happened on Thursday. They admitted 24 hours later to diplomats and NGO workers in the capital that it had happened. And then today, 48 hours later, they allowed those people, diplomats and aid workers, to go to the site.
Well, you've been inside North Korea before. What were humanitarian conditions like?
I've only been in Pyongyang, the capital, and I have to say it was pretty desperate. The infrastructure is almost collapsing. I actually managed to go to a hospital while I was there, and rudimentary would be a very polite way of putting it. It was unbelievably basic. And people talk about Pyongyang as being a paradise compared to the rest of North Korea. So I don't imagine that the poor people in this accident have got any kind of good health care at all. And the most surprising thing is that I'm 12 miles from the site here, just sitting on the North Korean border. I can see North Korea from my hotel room where I'm talking to you, and there are four hospitals here in Dandong, here in China, that could be used. They could send people here, but they haven't. And really, that's like a half-hour drive for people from Yongcheon, where this accident happened.
Thank you for speaking with us. NPR's Rob Gifford in Dandong, China, across the border from North Korea.